All right. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, is this Milos?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Milos. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors here for the company Local Splash. And I know you were speaking to Tara. She does a pretty good job of explaining the basics of what we do. And So I just wanted to kind of explain a little bit more of how we can help you to get more clients. You are in a position to get more clients, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So you're pretty much doing, you know, electrical work. Are you, is there like a specific type of work that you want to focus on, or just all electrical?
Just all of it.
Okay.
Pretty much all of it.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, let me ask you this. Do you have a website or anything that I'm missing by chance for the business? Or
I'm going to be making one.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is if you don't have one, it's okay. I mean, one of the things that I might be able to do for you is provide a website at no additional cost. You know, so that way that can help your ranking on that first page of Google, right? So that's what we're doing is we're looking for one business per category per area to program on that first page of Google. You know, there's companies like Watt Connection, Licensed Electrician, or Blue Oak Electrical, or a company called Bobo Electric.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard any of those companies in the area?
I've heard of Bobo.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we were on there for a long time, but
mm-hmm.
We've become really big. It's a Dubak Electrical Group.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was always MKD and Dubak. They were like at the war against
mm-hmm.
each other. But I mean,
the reason why I bring them up is just to give examples of people that are ranking on that first page of Google. You know, that's where we would have a listing available for you, right? So basically what we're trying to do is anytime anyone is looking for an electrician or electrical work, electrical panel or wiring or connections or any of that, installations, you know, when people are typing in that on Google, we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option. So that's what we would do for you in a nutshell. And then what we also do is we build websites. So that's something that I might be able to do for you is include a website at no additional cost. So it would be, you know, www.gromelectricllc.com, right?
I'm actually working on a website.
Okay. Yeah, if you're working on one, then that's completely fine. It's just an option that we have. So, you know, that's not an issue. That's just an option that you would have at your disposal. So if you're working on one, then it's even better because it can save you a ton of money. So with that being said, we also, in order for you to rank on that first page of Google, we also provide a directory submission package. So what that means is we're going to get you found in other directories, you know, such as, Amazon Alexa, Google Home. We'll put you on Yelp, Bing, which is another search engine. We'll do Facebook, you know, for the social media platform. So we're basically going to get you found in other platforms, not just Google, okay? So, you know, for something like this, and if you're doing the website for yourself on your own, and you're already working on that, then I can save you a lot of money. So for something like this, you're looking at $299, and that would be a flat rate, and that would be out the door. So $299. There's no contracts. This is on a month-to-month basis. You can see how well this would do for your business compared to what you're doing with other platforms. But yeah, you would definitely be on that first page of Google alongside with the companies that I named like Bobo, Blue Oak Electrical, Watts Connection, you know, D&D Electric. There's another company called Excel Electrical Technologies and so forth, right? So, does that sound something that would be beneficial to your business?
For $299 a month?
Yeah, that's correct. Huh? It's a flat rate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's $299 flat rate.
I guess we could do that.
Yeah. So,
do I have to do it at this moment? If I have to do it at this moment, because I want to get my website up, and then.
Yeah. So let me explain how it would work. Okay. So basically, the website, we can always attach your website to your Google Business profile at any given moment. Okay. So what we do is we do the following, okay, so that way you know kind of the process. The number one thing, the very first thing we would do is we would get you what's called a Google Business Profile. That's where the little red dot where the business is located. So that way you have the profile created on Google, okay? That's the very first thing. So that it should take anywhere from, you know, about a week or so. So you'll have more than enough time to get your website finished, right? And, you know, we can always attach your website whenever that's done. So you don't necessarily have to have the website finished at this moment. That's something that you can always add, you know, when that website is completed. Now, then what we would do is we would get your listing optimized, because the number one thing here to get you business coming from Google is to program your listing. So once again, if we type in electrician, if we're typing in electrical panel, if we're looking into connections, or we're looking into wiring or rewiring for the home or anything like that, a panel upgrade, you know, fixtures, any of those things that you do, those are keywords. Those are services you offer. So we would have to program every single keyword for your Google Business Profile for you to come up on the first page. So you don't necessarily have to have the website completed today. The most important part is having the listing and being able to have the availability and position on the first page. So we can get started on the programming. Once your website is up and running, then we can always attach that website onto your Google Business Profile at any given moment. So with that being said, we will also create, you know, your listings on Facebook. We would create your listings on Yelp. We'll get you programmed in on Apple Maps for the iPhone users. We'll get you on Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft. We'll put you on Amazon Alexa and Google Home for the voice-activated searches. So there is some program that takes place. So it's not like we're going to flip a switch and start getting you inundated with phone calls. You know, once the programming is complete, then we can, you know, you can start getting those phone calls directly from Google. But, you know, just to kind of give you that peace of mind, your website doesn't necessarily have to be complete, you know, in order for this to, you know, to kind of get started. How far along are you with the website as far as the completion of it?
It'll be like about a week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're fine. You know, it once again, it's going to take, you know, to get the Google Business Profile verified. It's not going to, you know, it'll take about that time. So that way, by the time your website's complete, we just attach it to your profile, and then, you know, you should be good to go. You know, that's something that we can get started for you. Yeah, so it's the payment, it's a flat rate of $299. So it doesn't go up on you. It stays 100% at the $299 platform. And then are you able to receive text messages on this phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. The reason why is because I want to show you, you could possibly put me on speaker. And then I could show you what package I'm offering you, so that way you see, you know, the discounts that I'm providing for you. Because at the end of the day, you know, if I can make this affordable for you and have it become cost effective, then I know that it would pay for itself. You know, we don't want this to be another bill for your company. We want you to really get, you know, the clients that are coming from Google. So that way you're seeing how well it'll work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, give me one second here. All right. So, let's see. Okay. So are you able to, let me know if you could see this text message right now that I'm sending you. Okay. So, give me one second. I just texted it over to you. And you could see the pricing page. So let me know when you did receive it. I'll guide you through it.
I got it right now.
Okay. All right. So if you open that link up, it'll say take control of your online presence. So if you scroll a little bit further down, you know, we've been in business for 21 years, and also it'll show you our partnership badge. So this is, we're a Google partner. So if anybody else calls you and they're not a partner, then run away, okay? You know, we work with Google, and we've been in business for a very long time, so Google trusts us to, you know, work with small to medium-sized businesses, okay? So you have all the way at the bottom, there's three packages, okay? There's one that's an essential, a pro, and a platinum. So what I'm doing for you today, Milos, is I'm offering you the platinum package. And the platinum package, usually, as you can see there, it's $599, and there's a $299 setup fee, okay? So what I'm doing for you today is I'm getting you the platinum package of the cost of the essential, just at $299.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm waiving your setup fee today, and I'm also giving you a 50% discount. So I'll be able to include everything that's in the platinum package for
$299. Okay, let's do it. Let's give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot. Okay. Well, I just need to verify a couple things for your business to make sure we're listing you correctly on Google. So, am I pronouncing the business correct? Is it Grom? Is that how you pronounce it, Grom, or Grom?
It's Grom.
Grom. Okay, I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. So Grom Electric, LLC. And then I want to just verify that we list you in, obviously you're in the city of Burr Ridge, but yeah. I want to make sure we're not going to showcase your address on Google. Okay, so, but we want to send over a verification from Google. They'll send you like a postcard. But the address that I see here for the business is 6805 County Line. Is that correct, Lane?
Yeah. That is my home. I have an office, but my shop is at the Dubak shop. So I'm using my office basically from my house. Because I have a 4-month-old, and so I got an office at my house. And so my wife runs her business, family business as well. It's kind of convenient.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, the point here is that we're not going to, we're not going to show your address. We just want to know that you're in Burr Ridge, correct? That's where the business.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we don't want anybody going to your home or like going to the office, you know, because you're a mobile service. Like you're going out to do the jobs for the clients, right? So you know, we just want to know where the business is located so Google can pin verify you, you know, where the little red dot where the business is located. So we can do that for you. Okay. And then, so, what's a good email for the business?
I'm, I'm working at, like, on the actual, like, email. Like the
no, you're fine.
Email.
It could be a personal one.
But it's my name, MILOS, last name DUBAK, and then 628@gmail.com.
Okay, 628@gmail.com. Okay, I gotcha. So is it pronounced Milos or Milosh? How do you pronounce your name? I just want to pronounce it correctly.
It's Milosh.
Milosh, okay, but it's without the H, it's just with an S, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing it correctly. Yeah, we actually had, I had a co-worker, his name was Milosh as well, and he spelled it the same way. Yeah.
Yep, he was probably from Serbia.
He was Serbian, yes. Yeah, he was Serbian, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, he was amazing, I love that guy. He had a couple family issues, so he had to, you know, take care of that. But he was amazing. I loved him. He was a really good guy. Okay. And then, so you said is Milos Dubak at gmail.com? Or 628, right? 628?
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Okay, 628. Okay.
628. Yeah.
Okay. 628. No worries. And then the number that you want your clients to call you on is this one, is 708. 655-2988, correct?
Yep, and I'm also gonna get another name. Like, another number.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I'm actually supposed to get in my insurance today. I literally just filed, and I got my E9 number and all of that, and
okay.
My brother's name is one letter off, and our socials are one number off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we've gotten mistaken.
Gotcha.
It's a nightmare.
No, I hear you. I hear
so
you on
it's
that.
Like,
I know they all work.
Yeah. Well, that's not an issue. I mean, you know, if you want to attach a different number later down the road, we can always do that. So don't worry about that. Just asking if that's the number that you want for your clients to call you back on. Okay. And, and then, so I wanted to ask you a few questions. So, you know, as far as electrical, like, you're able to do only residential, or are you also doing commercial as well?
Commercial and industrial.
Okay. And residential too, right?
Residential, commercial and industrial.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I'll put that here. So we're gonna just put, you know, electrical work, and then whenever the technicians, you know, they're gonna do all the keyword analytical work. So we'll know how to place your keywords so that way you're coming up as a top recommended option. So we're not gonna guess. We'll know how people are actually searching for that. Okay, so we'll put commercial. Industrial. I just want to know if you're able to do all that, which is good. Industrial and then residential. Okay. And then you're able
then
to do like... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Since I'm like in the Burridge area, I mean, like, can you have a pop up like as the residential?
Yeah.
For that, like that area. Out there, but I mean, whatever. It's just, I've done my house like three times over and over again because it got flooded and it got destroyed and the
roof
destroyed it. It's been a nightmare. But I've done houses in like Glencore area and like all of that.
Okay. So what's the mile radius would you say would you want to stick to, like from where you're at from Burridge, like how far would you be willing to travel for new clients?
I mean, it depends if it's like a bigger job or not. What do you think is like a normal
Well, usually, you know, here's the thing, you know, if we can do like a 50 to 60 mile radius, so that's like, you know, there's plenty of jobs.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine. Okay, we'll do that.
That's perfect.
And nothing is set in stone, too. So, like, if anything changes in the near future, we can always adjust the radius, okay? We can make it shorter. We can make it, you know, expand it a little bit more. You know, this is for starters. So the good thing about Google is nothing's set in stone. You're always able to optimize it, modify it however you like, okay? So there's no limit to that as well. And then what would you say your hours of operation are? Like, what hours would you be available to take phone calls from your clients?
From 6 to 5.
Okay.
And then also, I'll have an emergency number.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
I can do emergency calls.
Calls. Okay.
But,
yeah, no worries. Once you get the other number too, then you let us know. We'll update it. But would that be like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday? Like what hours would you be available to take phone calls from your clients?
Monday to Friday, and then like the emergency, we can do Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, got it.
Like emergency.
For emergency work, okay. Gotcha. So we'll list here. You're able to do like emergency work Saturday, today, and Sunday. Okay, no problem. We got that there. All right. And then as far as pictures like you know or logos, do you have a logo for the business as well?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I have a
perfect.
Logo. I've been working on it for
okay.
And I just got to finalize it.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about that. Well, the reason why I ask is, you know, once we get your listing, we can always update your logo to make sure we showcase your logo on all the other platforms as well, not just Google, but every other platform that we're going to have for you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then do you have any, like, other, like a Facebook business page or anything like that I'm missing by chance?
No.
Okay, no worries.
I did apply
for
like the Angie thing, and I'm getting blown up for these little job things. I just thought it'd be a nice kind of filler to keep the guys kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
But If it's something like nice and then like in that area, I mean, mm-hmm. why not? But
yeah,
that's the only thing that I've done.
Okay. Yeah, no
Everything
worries.
Else has been like
word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. No worries. I mean, we'll get your online presence. You know. With this, it's only going to solidify your business and make it stronger. That's what it would do for you. Not only is it going to bring new clients, but it will also, you know, here's an example, right? Let's say someone will refer me to Grome Electric LLC, right? Let's say someone refers me to call Milos, right? And then, you know, the very first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to check you out online, and just like the company that your family owns, right? And, you know, mm-hmm. basically once they check it out, then they're like, okay, wow, like, they're well established, you know, they got a good reputation, they got a good online presence, okay, let me give them a call for a quote. So it just solidifies your business, right, in a nutshell. And then mm-hmm. obviously for people that don't know you, and then once you start building a new book of business with new customers, so it's going to, you know, it's not only going to elevate your current clients that you have, but get you the new book of business that, you know, clients that you currently don't have, right? So it'll definitely be beneficial for the company as well. All right, so we'll create a Facebook business page for you. That's not an issue. And then, you know, I wanted to ask you another question here. So now, as far as your clients, you know, do you want your clients to be able to send you text messages as well, or just phone calls? There's an option.
Text messages are fine as well.
Fine. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay. All right. And then I do have you at a discounted rate. So basically, the price point that I'm giving you is the $299. I'm completely waiving your setup fee, so you're not going to get charged for anything to get set up. And then once again, I'm applying the new in business rate, which it'll give you a 50% discount for our normal pricing. So that price point will always stay the same. It's not going to go up on you. It's not going to do any, you know, it'll be 100% locked in during the term of your agreement, meaning like you can, you know, you don't have to stick with this. You're going to see how well it's going to work for you in order for you to see the profit and the benefit from something like this, okay? So I'm applying that discount for you right here. And then what we have to do is also through Google's guidelines, we have to read what's called the voice verification. This is just to outline the service agreement, and then obviously you also get your invoice, everything. Anything that you spend for marketing will always be a tax write-off as well. So I don't know if you're aware of that, but, you know, any marketing that you do would be a tax write-off for the company as well. So I would, you know, most definitely keep all your invoices just in case, okay? You got to do your taxes. Okay. And then we have to do an onboarding phone call with one of our technicians. For an onboarding call, like, what works best for you? Mornings, like, evenings, afternoon? What works best for you?
Morning, like, 10 o'clock.
Mornings work best for you? Okay. Yeah, I'm an early bird, yeah. Too. So mornings always are good. Okay, so let me see what I have available for mornings. Let me see. All right, you said 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So I'll look at the calendar for the technician. The technician is just going to cross the T's, dot the I's. All the information that I posted here for your business, they're going to go ahead and make sure that they look that information up on Google and do the analytical work. This is just to get you programmed in. And so it's a quick phone call. It's anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. Nothing too lengthy. Okay. I got everything here for the most part, as far as you know, your profile that we have that we're going to do for Google and everything else. I'll read this 90-second voice verification. But in order to secure the listing for the $299, what would you like to use, Milosha? Visa, MasterCard, or American Express? What works for the business?
It'll be a Visa.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and enter into the system and then repeat it to you for accuracy. Once again, you're going to receive your welcome email. You're going to receive your invoice, everything in writing as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You got some music going in the background, huh?
I'm at Home Depot, actually. Right,
yeah, now. Okay. Getting material? I see, okay. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, Home Depot always has the music in the background. You can't go wrong with Home Depot.
I think I spent, $300,000 at Home Depot when my house got destroyed.
Oh my God!
For 3 years.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was going to Home Depot every single day for freaking 3 years, man.
Oh my God! What happened? Was it? You said it got flooded, right?
We just got married and we bought a house and I fixed it up and then the roof got taken.
Oh my God!
And it got flooded. It got like $350,000 in damage. Maybe the roofer came in and decided to take the cover off and not cover it.
Please remove your card.
And
would you like an
easy? He flooded the entire house, the part that was good, and then he said he was going to pay, and then he did not pay, and then we went through court.
Thank you for shopping.
And I ended up spending $500,000 cash out of my own pocket, and my wife, I think it was like $400. So it was like, I mean, it was They could have bought. They could have bought the house, like cash.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Basically.
Oh, and but did you? Is it all fixed now? Is it like 100% and how you wanted it to come out?
Yep. Third time's a charm. I mean, I literally fixed it, and then I got flooded again, and then.
Oh no! Goodness.
Just things were just. I mean, it was a nightmare for 3 years.
And no, like, I bet. I get
just married, and we wanted to start a family, and.
Yeah.
Ended up having a miscarriage. I mean, it was just. I mean,
it just everything came down at once.
I mean,
yeah. Well, you said you have a new baby too, right? Newborn.
Yep.
Well, there you go. So, congrats on that. I mean, everything. You know, sometimes we go through storms, and sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. But look, you know, at the end of the day, you got a you know your newborn. The house is in order. You know, you're starting off the business. So sometimes you know we got to see some rain before we see sunshine. And I know that, you know, things will always pan out, you know, so as long as you have, you know, a strong mindset and you're able to push forward, you know, things always pan out. That's for sure.
Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. So, yeah, let me know when you have the information. I'll put it into the system and then I'll read that voice verification as well.
Are you going to email it to me or?
Yeah, so what I do is I enter the card information to the system and then you get your invoice via text, via email. You'll get everything in writing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But is it a, you said it's a Visa, right?
Yep.
Okay, so if you repeat the numbers, I'll repeat them for accuracy so that way we have them. You'll get all your invoicing and everything, and then we'll get your client onboarding call as well, because we gotta get you onboarding.
Do you want me to read you my card?
Yeah. So, yep, read it off. I'll repeat it to you for accuracy, and then I'll read
it
that.
Is,
for you. Yeah, go ahead.
It is 4312311177246622.
Okay, gotcha. And the expiration month and year?
08-30.
08-30. Okay, and there's a security code on the back of the card.
It's 478.
478. Okay. So, I just want to make sure it's in the same billing address, right? For the home, right? The 6805.
This one is at 112 Carriageway Drive, Burridge, Illinois.
Carriageway Drive. And what city was it?
It's also in Burridge.
Burridge, okay, gotcha. And then same zip code?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I just want to make sure. So let me, there you go, I see it now. Okay. All right, so what I'll do once again is I got to read this 90-second voice verification. This is for your protection. This is through our guidelines to make sure that, you know exactly what we're doing for your business. You're also going to receive an invoice as well with your welcome email. So let me know when you do get that as well. It's important for me that you do receive your welcome email and everything, okay? So you should receive it any second while we're on the phone. So I'll read this 90-second voice verification, and then we'll go from there, all right? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Grom Electric, LLC.
Okay, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Milos Dubak, and I am the owner.
Okay, thank you. And are you are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, Milos, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we do have a security question because we want to make sure that when we call you, our company, Local Splash, you know it's us, okay? So it does ask you if you want to choose from three security questions. One of them is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What security question works best for you?
My first pet's name.
Okay. And what is your first pet's name?
Carlo. K-A-R-L-O.
Okay.
My German Shepherd.
Oh, I love German Shepherds. I'm stuck with the Pomeranian. Could you believe that? I have a little Pomeranian because my wife likes it, so.
That's
all right. I mean, happy wife, happy life. So as long as she's happy, I'm happy too, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I got you that security question and answer. So if anybody calls you from Local Splash, you know that it's us, right? So that's how we secure your account. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What that means is basically if you sign up for anything else or someone tries to offer you something, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you. That's all it's saying. Yep.
Yes, I will not be.
Right. Okay. We just want to make sure because, you know, sometimes they call.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, it does say as part of the verification process to get you verified on Google, so they might ask for a couple things, maybe pictures of, you know, a business card or just tools of work that you have, or maybe proof of insurance or a business license or anything like that. You know, they might ask for one of those things, not all of those. But would you be able to provide those documents within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today. And so I do have you at a discounted rate of $299. So what we want to do is we want you to give us some time, an opportunity to get your campaign going. So give us at least 3 months, right? But there's no contracts, right? You're not locked into a year or any of that. So you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support and speak to a representative. And that's something that obviously, you know, we want to make sure that you're getting the results that you need in order for this to be profitable for your business, right? All right. And then I do have another question for you. As far as the onboarding call with our technicians, I do have availability on Thursday at 10. Would Thursday work for you at 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure. You don't have to be in front of your computer, right? So I just want to confirm that. I mean, it's recommended, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to be on there as long as you're able to pick up the phone and then they'll be able to do that onboarding process. And then I wanted to also verify that you got your invoice. Did you get that invoice by chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so yeah, you have all your invoices. If you click on the initial invoice, it'll ask you to click here. All you would have to do is type in your first and last name, and that's going to activate your client dashboard. So we have a client dashboard that we're going to provide for you, and I don't know if do you have an iPhone or do you have an Android?
It's an iPhone.
iPhone, okay. You can also download our app. So not a lot of companies have apps, but we have ours. So we invested a ton of money in our application. So if you were to type in, and you know, later on when you get a chance, type in Local Splash onto your iPhone App Store, it'll have our application. It's like a orange L and a blue S.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right now it says you can log in to your account at Local Splash. If you have any questions, please
Perfect.
Do I have to
okay.
click on anything? Or?
No, just you, if you got that already, did you have to put in your first and last name? Did you do that yet or no?
No. If you sent a copy of your invoice, I'm going to please click here.
So click on that, and then that's going to give you, once you enter your first and last name, that's going to go into your invoice. That's going to, goodness gracious, that's going to activate your dashboard.
I'm driving.
Yeah, no worries. You don't have to do it now. So just when you get a chance, just type in your first and last name, okay? If you're driving, I don't want you to get into an accident. It's no big deal. You can always do it when you're safe and you're parked, okay? So and you got to keep the eyes on the road, okay? Okay. Okay, so I pretty much got all these details already in for your profile here to create on Google. Once again, the technician is going to call you on, they're going to call you on Thursday at 10 a.m., okay? That call is going to come from an 877 number. I'm also texting you my direct phone number here, Milos. So my name is Chris, and it'll say, hi, this is Chris on Local Splash. It has our company toll-free number, the 877, and my extension is 247. But I texted it over to you, so that way you can have it in front of you, okay? Okay.
Thank you.
Click
here and type in. It says type in your name as Asin. You guys spelled it wrong. It's D-U-B-A-K. There's not a.
Oh, there's no C. Okay, not a problem.
No.
Let me correct that for you, and that way. I'll resend it to you again. So let me correct that for you right now. My apologies. So there's no C, there's just a K. Okay. Alright, so let me resend that to you again so that way you have that, and it shows the correct information. My apologies on that. I don't know why I didn't see that real quick. So let me resend that to you for the invoice. I'm gonna set, did you check the email or was it through text that you got the invoice?
It was through the text.
Through text?
Text verification.
Okay, got it. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna send the invoice again, like that portion through via text, and then also I'm sending it through email with the modification, the corrected spelling, okay? So I'm resending it to you right now. So let me do that real quick. So it's gonna the most recent one. No, I'm resending it again. So I had to click on one last thing. So yeah, I'll send that again to you right now. This one, the most recent one that I sent you should have the correct spelling now. It'll be like it's a couple seconds to get into your inbox or like your text messages. Does that show corrected now?
Once second.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Yes, it does.
Okay, there you go. Sorry about that, so my apologies.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's gonna send you to your username and password. So when we have the onboarding call on Thursday at 10 a.m., the technician will give you your credentials to how to log into your dashboard and everything else. So they'll give you a rundown of all that.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Well, everything everything's pretty much done here. I want to thank you for, you know, giving me the time out of your day to get this going for you. I know that once you get on Google, it's going to be a profitable year. It's still early on in the year. You know, you got spring and summer coming around the corner, and that's when people start doing a lot of the work. And it's tax season, so people start getting their taxes. You'll definitely start seeing a lot more traction being on Google. So I'm excited. Once again, if anything changes on that phone call on Thursday, let me know. Like, if you get busy, you booked out, let me know, and I'll be able to you know, change it at a later time. You could always contact me, send me a message, or you can call me, text me, and I'll be available for you as well. Okay.
Sweet. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you for your time. Drive safe, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you as well. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.